Chatters, chatties, why is it on the screen? There we go. Chatters, chatties. Welcome home for a great American chat, a podcast where we chat about our great American media. I'm Chad Maurice, but that's okay. We'll get things figured out. Nicole is here. The
Hi.
last of 10 great American queens, Nicole. Welcome.
Hi.
How you
Thanks
doing,
again,
Nicole?
Chad, for having me again. I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay. I'm doing okay. And why is my... can you see the chat? My chat isn't working now. Oh, there's now. Now, okay, now it's working. Man, we got all kind of problems today. All right, we'll get this figured out.
I can't see any messages in the chat.
Oh, you can't? All right. Well, no one's commented yet. Oh, Kit Kat's here. Wait a minute.
Never mind. Hi.
Kit Kat says, yeah, I made it to the live. All right. Glad to have you.
We're glad to
glad
have
you're
you.
Here.
Yeah.
So as you can see, my green screen isn't working right. My hat keeps blending in with the background for some reason. I don't know what's going on there. But we'll just have to ignore that for now. It's annoying me, but
Zoom does it too.
You know what? If I lean just right, then it doesn't do it. But
yeah.
But anyway, Nicole.
Yes.
Today we're chatting about the last 10 Great American Christmas movies that are on the schedule.
Yes.
Have you seen any of the four that have premiered so far?
Yes, I'm in the middle of watching Bringing Christmas Home because I'm reviewing that with Alex later tonight. So I'm enjoying that one. And I feel like I saw at least one more.
You saw Destin too, right?
I'm actually reviewing that with Angie tomorrow. So I'm in the middle of finishing that one and taking notes for that one. But those are the only two I've seen. I haven't seen Trevor's yet, and I haven't seen Journey to Christmas, I think was the one from Sunday.
Oh, yeah,
either.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm looking forward to watching those.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Jay in the chat has said, my hat's cloaking device is on the fritz. I know this is green screen. It's not working right. If I lean a certain way, it works.
Yes.
Okay. So before we get going, Nicole, tell people about yourself and about your YouTube channel.
Well, my name is Nicole, of course, and I have my own podcast where I review Hallmark, Great American Family, and sometimes Up TV movies and TV shows. And you can find me on YouTube at Swing My Heart Podcast, on Instagram at Swing My Heart Podcast, and on Twitter at Swing My Heart Pod. And that is swing like a porch swing.
Okay, got it. And Kit Kat in the chat is saying she loved Bringing Christmas Home. Paul and Jill were wonderful together. Yeah, that was a good one.
I love that movie so far. And I love the mystery and letter element to it because, of course, I'm a postable. I know you are a postable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That movie reminded me of Signed, Sealed, Delivered.
Yes.
Yeah, it did. Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one reason why I liked it.
Yes.
Kit Kat's laughing, talking about the cloaking device on my hat.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with this background today. I don't know. But anyway. All right. So today, what we're going to do, we're going to talk about these last 10 movies. We'll chat about the actors that are in the movies. Yeah. We'll read the synopses and we're going to rank them from 0 to 5 cups of hot cocoa, with 0 being a really bad movie. 2.5 being an average movie, and 5 being a really good movie.
Yes.
And we'll rate them based on the premise that we know that we have here, the actors that are in the movies, and how much we think we're going to enjoy these movies.
Okay. All
right.
Sounds good.
Oh, Kit Kat in the chat is saying that, Bringing Christmas Home reminded her of Signed, Sealed, Delivered. Yeah. Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did a lot.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, so Nicole, let me get my pictures up here.
Sounds good. Am I going first or are you going first?
I'm going to have you kick us off here. Let me rearrange things a little bit. Put you down here. Wait a minute. No, where do I want? I want, no, I want you up here. There we go. All right. So, yeah, go ahead and get it started.
All right. So, the first one on the list is, or the first one we are talking about is My Christmas Hero. That premieres Friday, mm-hmm. November 24th. So, the day after Thanksgiving. And it stars mm-hmm. Candace Cameron Bure and Gabriel Hogan. U.S. Army reservist and orthopedic physician Nicole Bure is dedicated to serving military service members and their families at the Joint Military Base in Lacey, Washington. This Christmas, with the help of many dedicated heroes, she is on a mission to honor a special fallen soldier and bring much needed healing to her own family. I'm really excited about this one.
All right. And this one is directed by Martin Wood, who directed A Christmas for the Ages, which we're going to talk about in just a little while.
Yes.
That's Candace's daughter's movie.
Yes.
And he's also directed episodes of Virgin River.
When Calls the Heart.
When Calls the Heart. Yeah. Aurora Tea Garden yep. movies. And it's written by Jim Head, who also wrote A Christmas for the Ages.
Yes.
And also some of the Aurora Tea Garden movies.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Yeah. So we got a physician who's honoring a fallen soldier and healing and going to heal her family, going to help heal her family.
Yes.
I'm guessing that Gabriel and Candace are going to play husband and wife in this movie, is what I'm thinking.
That's what I would guess too. And Gabriel is great. Yeah. I know him from Heartland.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And of course, Candace. Yeah. I love Candace. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the military storyline.
Oh, yeah. Kat says she thinks Candace and Gabriel will be good together. Yeah, I think they will be too. Yeah, so what do you think about this one?
I think I'm going to give it... I don't remember what I gave it on my preview with Cricket and Tracy, but I'm pretty sure it was a 4 out of 5.
Oh, you're giving it 4.
If I remember correctly. Yeah.
All right.
I might have given it a 5 out of 5, but I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thinking we got the Queen of Christmas.
Yes.
We got her honoring a fallen soldier. We've mm-hmm. got a military story. So I'm going to go big. I think this is going to be a 5 cup.
I think so, too.
5 cups of hot cocoa.
I think it'll be great.
For me on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're showing it the day after Thanksgiving, so it must be good because that's when they show all their good ones.
Yes.
That Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, moving on.
All right. This one?
We have this one's me.
Oh, go ahead.
We're going to alternate.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
We're going to alternate here. This one we have A Royal Date for Christmas, premieres Saturday, November 25th. This one stars Danica McKellar and Damon Runyon. And they starred together in a movie a few years ago called Very, Very Valentine.
That's right. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. And Cameron Matheson was also in that with them.
Yes.
Yeah. It's directed by Bradley Walsh, who directed An Autumn Romance and A Merry Christmas Wish, mm-hmm. and also some episodes of When Hope Calls. And it's written by Kara Russell, who wrote 'Twas the Text Before Christmas, mm-hmm. Katie. Christmas and Fall into Winter.
Yes.
So the synopsis says, Bella Sparks, owner of Bella Sparks Couture, mm-hmm. takes on a demanding new client, Stefan, to outfit for a week of high-stakes meetings and events after his luggage goes missing. Stefan asks Bella to be his official plus one for many of the formal soirees, a request Bella accepts with good humor. Mm-hmm. Imagine Bella's reaction when she accidentally discovers Stefan is Stefan William Francis Brown, the Duke of Tangford. So, to summarize, we have a fashion designer / stylist mm-hmm. who's styling clothes for a guy, and she doesn't know that he is royalty.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are your thoughts on this one?
I think it's going to be great. I love Danica, and Damon is fantastic too. I've seen him in a couple of Hallmark movies, the one you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And then I think, if I remember correctly, he did one a while back with Rachel Boston. I think it was something about an ice sculpture or making ice sculptures. I don't remember the name of it. It was Rachel Boston or someone else.
Yeah, you're thinking that. Michael Rady. Yes. Yeah, she was in that movie with her.
Okay, yes.
I think that was him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'll give it. As of right now, I'll give it 3 out of 5. But I'm sure it'll be great.
Oh, okay. Oh, Kat is saying she always loves the made-up country names. I know. Yeah. I know this one's called Tankford, I guess is the country he's from.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah, so we have a good director here. We have a good writer. Kara always writes a good movie.
She does.
And I think these two are going to have good chemistry because, like I said, they've worked together before.
Yeah.
And Danica seems to make good royal movies.
Yeah, she does.
Like the Winter Palace was a royal movie that she made. That was a good one.
I think one of her first Christmas movies was, oh gosh, I just watched it not too long ago. And
she has a good one where she played a nanny with that little girl.
Oh yes,
that's a really good one. I think it's
staring me right in the face, the name of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember the name of it, but Oh, Kat is saying in the chat, Damon was in One Starry Christmas.
Yeah,
he was.
I haven't seen that one, that movie yet.
He played was he a country singer or his brother was a country singer? I don't know. I remember they were playing the guitar or something and singing country
music. I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, you've never seen that one? Yeah. So what'd you say? You're giving this one 3 cups? Is that what you said?
Yeah, just as of right now, but I'm sure that it's a great script. Kara always does a great job. So
3, you're going low. 3 cups of hot cocoa for you on this one. I'm
just because sometimes the royal movies are a hit or miss for me, but I'm not saying that this one won't be great.
Yeah. 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 I'm not a big fan of the royal movies, but I have a feeling this one's going to be good.
Yeah.
I have a feeling.
Crown for Christmas. So, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, that was the name of that one. So I'm going big. I'm going 5 cups. 5 cups of hot cocoa for me on this one. Yeah, I'm expecting big things for this one.
Yes.
I think this one will be good.
I think so, too.
Okay, you're up next on this one.
All right. This one is A Christmas for the Ages. It premieres on Sunday, November 26th. It stars Natasha Barré, Anna Ferguson, Kate Craven, and Cheryl Ladd. Prompted by their youngest granddaughter, Barré, 4 generations celebrate family and what Christmas was like in the 40s, 60s, 90s, and present day. I'm really excited about this one.
Yeah, because you've actually interviewed Kate Craven.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so you kind of know her a little bit.
Yes.
This movie is also directed by Martin Wood, who directed My Christmas Hero, the one who directs My Christmas Hero, the one we talked about earlier. And it's also written by Jim Head, the same guy who wrote My Christmas Hero.
Yes.
So what are your thoughts on this one?
I love the time travel element to this. I think it's going to be a really unique storyline. And all of the leading main cast is great. I'm excited to see how this plays out.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting idea
about
showing Christmas in different decades.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Kat is agreeing with us about the premise.
Yes.
Kat.
And I love history, too.
She's also, love the premise. Yeah. She's also excited to see Cheryl Ladd.
Yes,
yeah, that'll be fun seeing her.
Cheryl Ladd was on Dancing with the Stars last year.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, with Trevor when he was on. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they weren't partners, but they were on at the same time.
Okay. All right. You know what? I just realized maybe it's my ring light that's doing this to my hat.
Oh.
It could be. It could be. If I wonder if I turn my light off, if that would help. Maybe. But yeah. I can't reach it from here. So, how many cups of hot cocoa are you giving this one?
I'm going to give this one 5.
Oh, you're going big on this one. 5 for you, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. See, I've never seen Natasha in a movie. So I don't know how she's...
She's been in a couple, I think.
Oh, wait. I did see her in that Aurora Tea Garden movie. I did see her
in
that.
Yeah, she was in that.
Yeah, I did see her in
I think she was in one with her mom. It was a Christmas movie on Hallmark a couple years ago.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
Switched for Christmas.
Yeah, she switched with her twin, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I did see that. She played her daughter. Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that movie. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Something else I was going to say. Oh, and I don't know who the male lead is in this movie. I don't know if it's the guy in the picture there that we see that Natasha is sitting next to. I don't know if he's the male lead.
Yeah.
Or what? Oh. Or if they're not going to have a male lead. I don't know.
Pause 1 second. I have to deal with an issue. What? A spider.
Well, you get every time you do these, you get a spider. You got to kill a spider.
1 second.
Where is it? Oh my gosh.
I don't know where it went. Crud.
Every time.
1 second.
Every time.
I'll be right back.
All right. All right. Nicole's going to go kill a spider. Yeah, Kat, you're right. She was also in Switch for Christmas. I had forgotten about that. Yeah, she played Candace's daughter in that movie. Okay, so we'll wait for Nicole to get back. Oh, Jay is saying Nicole is right. Lots of hot chocolate for this one. Okay, all right. Man, that must be a big spider. You're doing a lot of pounding.
Okay.
Spider alert. Did you get it?
Yes. I apologize about that, y'all.
That must have been a big spider. I heard a lot of pounding.
Well, it was crawling on a picture frame, and I knocked the picture frame over trying to get it, and then it fell on the floor.
You must have a lot of spiders down there in South Carolina.
Sometimes, yes. I apologize for the interruption.
Now, do you have the big cockroaches down there? Because when I lived in Florida, we had the big cockroaches.
Sometimes we do have big cockroaches, yes.
Sometimes, yeah, okay.
And speaking of that, not to get off track, but 1 year on my mission trip, the house that I worked on was infested with German roaches.
Wait, what was? What was infested?
On my mission trip a couple years ago, the house that I worked on was infested with German roaches, which are the hardest roaches to exterminate.
Oh, wow. Oh, Amanda's here. Hey, Amanda.
Santa.
She's saying Santa and the Spider, new movie title.
Okay, where were we?
Where were we? Okay, you gave it 5 cups.
Yes.
We both agreed we like the premise here. Yeah. I'm going 4 cups on this one because I'm not familiar with all the actors in here. I mean, I know Cheryl Ladd, obviously.
Yeah. Kate's been in a couple things.
I don't think I've seen Kate in anything.
Kate, did you see the movie with Andrew Walker and Bethany Joy Lenz, Bottled with Love?
Yeah, I saw
that. She played Andrew's sister in that movie.
Oh, okay. Then I have seen her. Okay. Yeah.
And she's been in a couple other things too. But
That's one. And Anna Ferguson, I think she plays the grandmother. I think she's the older woman in the picture here.
I think so, yeah.
So I don't know. So I'm going 4 cups. I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
I think it'll be good. Yeah. Okay, moving on. I think this one's me, right?
Yeah.
Christmas on Windmill Way premieres Saturday, December 2nd. Mm-hmm. Stars Chad Michael Murray, who all the female fans mm-hmm. like. And Krista Taylor Brown, who was in Dream Wedding with Jesse Hutch. And I forget who played the female lead. I think she played the lead sister in that movie.
Rebecca Dalton, I think.
Yeah. Rebecca Dalton was in the, is directed by Don McBrearty, who directed Jingle Bell Princess, Christmas at the Drive-In, and some episodes of When Hope Calls. Mm-hmm. And it's written by Billy Schofield. And one of the supporting cast members is Aaron Agostino, who stars in the next movie that we're going to chat about.
Yes.
Yeah. So the synopsis says, Mia excitedly anticipates the Christmas Market Fest Dutch Bake Off competition and is filled with confidence that her Mimi, Anne, will win the festival's top prize with her award-winning kerstol. Until she finds out that Anne had to sell land around the family-owned Jansen Inn, renowned for centuries for its fine millwork, beautiful wooden furniture, and tall wooden and brick Dutch windmill. And it's an especially tough pill for Mia to swallow when she learns the land developer's representative is her former boyfriend, Brady, who also must let Mia and Anne know the agreement includes the inn and sawmill, all of which will be torn down. So we got an ex here who's tearing down the inn and windmill. And so she needs to save the inn. And I guess she's going to save it by winning this baking competition is what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I think it's a unique storyline, and I think it's different with the windmill. You know, saving the windmills. And I love Chad Michael Murray. He is great.
All the women do.
I know him. I think the first time I saw Chad Michael Murray, it was either in Gilmore Girls or a Cinderella story with Hilary Duff.
Oh, I forgot he was on Gilmore Girls. That's right.
And Freaky Friday. He was in Freaky Friday, too.
Was he one of the daughter's boyfriends in Gilmore Girls?
No, he was like the popular kid that went to her high school that was always mean to Rory.
Oh, okay.
The one that called her one that called her Mary and not Rory.
Okay.
Getting off track for a second, there's this one scene in Gilmore Girls, I think it's in the first or second season, and Rory shows up late to an exam for one of her classes, and the teacher like won't let her take the test, and she gets all mad, and Chad Michael Murray's character, I think his character's name is Tristan, he's just like snickering in his desk chair, and I forgot what he said, but he says, like, at the end of that, he says Mary, and then, you know, Rory says something smart aleck back, and she's like, and the name is Rory, not Mary.
That was a good show, Gilmore Girls.
Sorry to get off track.
That's okay. Really good writing on that show.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, Great American Family should pick that show
they
up.
They should. Yeah. I have all seven seasons on DVD.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. So, what do you think about this Windmill Way movie here?
I think I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 right now.
4. Okay.
I think that's what I said on my preview, but I can't remember.
Okay, so you're liking this one a little bit more than me. We got the big city boy tearing down the business. We got the small town girl. We got a bake-off competition trying to save the business. You know, we've seen so many movies like this. You know, after a while it's like, I don't know. So I'm gonna go 3 cups of Coke.
Okay,
on this one.
That's fair.
Oh, I think it'll be good, but what?
Cat, I'm looking forward to the Dutch baked goods and traditions that may be featured. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
A little different.
I'm looking forward to seeing the windmill.
Yeah,
and this kerstol, which is a type of bread that people bake at Christmas time. I guess the Dutch bake it at Christmas time. It's got fruit in it or something like that. So yeah, we agree with you there, Kat. So yeah, all right. So you're on, what'd you say, 4 cups for you?
I think so, yeah.
All right, 3 cups for me. All right. You're up next on this one, this next one. Hold on, let me get it up here. Okay.
All right, the next one is the Jingle Bell Jubilee. It premieres on Sunday, December 3rd. It stars Aaron Augustino and Marshall Williams. A city manager, Marshall, recruits the help of a childhood friend, Aaron, in setting right his town's Christmas charity event, while she sets to work setting him up with her close friend.
Yeah. Now, Aaron, we mentioned earlier, has a supporting role in the previous movie. And she has also starred in the movie Cider and Sunsets, which Great American Family aired last fall.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Oh, it was a cute one. It was a cute one. Yeah.
Hopefully I'll be able to.
And this Marshall Williams guy.
He's great.
He was in When Hope Calls,
yes,
right?
But I know him.
Yeah.
The first time I saw him, it was Glee.
Oh, was he on Glee?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Yes. So he must be a singer. Did he sing on that show?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he has a great voice.
All right. This movie was also directed by Ernie Barbarash. I guess is the way you pronounce that. He directed I'm Glad It's Christmas and The Great Christmas Switch. And it's written by 4 different people here.
Wow.
It's written by Joel and Lisa Canfield, who wrote I'm Glad It's Christmas and Joy for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it's also written by Lori Hope and Roz Mahalko, who wrote A Christmas Star Together.
Love that one.
Yeah, Daniel Lissen. Yes. Is that a Daniel Lissen movie, A Christmas Star? Yeah.
Daniel Lissen is Sarah
Okay,
Cannon.
So We got this woman. She's helping with her town's Christmas charity event, and she's also setting up this guy with a friend of hers.
Mm-hmm.
Or trying to set him up with a friend of hers. So what are your thoughts on this one?
Let's see. I think I'll give it a 4 right now.
You're going to give it a 4?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kat's saying sounds like an interesting concept. I think so, too.
Yeah.
I love the title. Yeah, the Jingle Bell Jubilee. Yeah, that is that is a fun title. Yeah, that's true. So you're going 4. I'm going to go 3.5.
Okay.
3.5 cups for me on this one. I like Erin. I liked her in that Cider and Sunsets movie. I thought she was really cute. And I like this idea of her trying to set him up with a friend of hers.
Yeah, it's different.
I like that. Yeah, I like that little conflict idea. She's going to be trying to set him up, and then she's going to realize, oh, wait a minute, I like this guy for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that'll be fun. I'm interested to see how that's going to play out.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Up next on Saturday, December 9th, we have Meet Me Under the Mistletoe. Stars Sarah Fisher, who was in A Harvest Homecoming, and Simon Arblaster, who was in Bringing Christmas Home, which we just saw this past weekend. He played the soldier friend
Alton.
Of Jill.
Alton.
Alton. Yeah, was his name.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I got to say hi to Kathy. Kathy's here.
Hey, Kathy.
Nice to see you. Glad you can make it. I see that you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Thanks for doing that. Now you won't miss a broadcast. So this one is directed by Robin Dunn, who directs A Dash of Christmas, which we're going to see this weekend.
I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, with Laura Osnes,
right?
Yeah.
I met Laura Osnes.
Great, you met her. How'd you meet her?
Back in 2011 on my school trip to New York City.
Oh, on Broadway, right?
Yeah, we saw her in, our group saw her in the Broadway musical Anything Goes. And after the show, her and some of her other castmates came out like behind the venue or, you know, at the side of the venue after the show to meet fans and sign the autographs. So I got my Playbill signed. Yeah.
I bet she was really nice, wasn't she?
Yes, from what I can remember. Yeah, yeah, she was very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, this movie was written by Laura Brienza and Blaine Chiappetta, who wrote a Merry, or Blaine wrote A Merry Christmas Wish, yes, and A Jingle Bell Princess. So let's see, the synopsis says, two rival realtors are forced to work together to sell one special house before Christmas. A house which is owned by a renowned botanist and mistletoe grower. Mm-hmm. So that's all we got.
Yeah.
Short synopsis on this.
Yeah.
One. Yeah. What are you thinking?
Let's see. I think I'll give this one three out of five right now.
Three cups of hot cocoa. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually right there with you. I'm going three cups of cocoa for me on this one too, because we don't know much about it.
Yeah.
And I don't know how these two are going to be together.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to be good together.
I think they will.
But I liked Sarah in A Harvest Homecoming.
I still have yet to watch that one, but I have it recorded.
Okay. She played Trevor's sister in that movie.
I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, she was good. And I liked Simon in this last movie this past weekend, the Bringing Christmas Home movie.
Yes, he's great.
So, yeah, I'm sure that they'll be good together.
Yeah. Hi, Amanda.
Oh, what's Amanda saying in the chat here? She's saying,
interesting.
Interesting. There will be lots of mistletoe moments then. Yeah, there should be.
Yeah.
Since it's about mistletoe. The person who owns the house is growing mistletoe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're right. So what'd you say?
Three.
We both said three cups, right? Yeah. Three cups of cocoa. Okay. All right. Up next. Oh, wait. Let me hide this one comment here. Oh, Kathy says she likes Simon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Simon should be good. Okay. This one's yours. You're up.
All right. Peppermints and Postcards. It premieres on Sunday, December 10th. It stars Ella Cannon and Christopher Russell. When a Christmas letter concerning her love life goes viral, one mom discovers that romance might be right at her door.
Mm-hmm. I love this title, Peppermint Postcards.
Yeah, it's very creative. Yeah.
Yeah, Kathy agrees with me in the chat. She loves the title too. Yeah,
Love the letter element to it.
Oh, yeah, the letter thing,
Even though this is one that goes viral, so they're not really searching for the owner of the letter, but still a letter element, which I think will be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kat agrees, another great title,
Christopher Russell.
What's Amanda saying?
Love Christopher Russell.
What's Amanda saying? She likes Christopher Russell. Oh, yeah, Christopher Russell is always good. Yeah. I love it, too, so Mm-hmm. So Ella, I don't know if you're familiar with Ella. Starred in the movie 10 Steps of Love, which the network premiered back in the summer.
I have not seen that one, but I am familiar with her a little bit.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, she was in that. And Christopher Russell, of course, he's also going to be in A Dash of Christmas this weekend with Laura Osnes.
Yes.
And he was also in A Lot Like Christmas.
Yes.
From a couple years ago with Maggie Lawson starting that with him.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that was on last night.
This one's direct. What?
I think that one was on last night.
Oh, was it? Now this one's directed by Jim Cliff and written by Haley November. I don't know much about them.
I don't either.
But I do know that you can see in the picture Christopher is holding a mic.
Yes.
So he plays a TV reporter in this movie.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
As of right now, I think I'll give it 3 out of 5. Just because I don't know a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or the storyline is what I mean. I don't know a lot about the
storyline. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with
you. But I love Christopher Russell.
I like Christopher. Yeah. I'm not familiar with the writer or the director. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that this may be a little cheesy. I'm afraid it might be cheesy. So that's one thing that concerns me about this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might. So what'd you say? Three cups?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm going three cups of cocoa for me, too. Yeah. Yeah. Up next on Saturday, December 16th, Designing Christmas with You. It stars Susie Abramite and Liam McIntyre. is directed by Joanne Brechin, who directed One Perfect Match. And it's written by Ansley Gordon, who also wrote One Perfect Match and The Abigail Mysteries and Romance at the Vineyard. The summary says, with her career on the line, a decorator must work with an unexpected partner to showcase a house for an upcoming Christmas gala. This is another one we don't have a lot of synopsis to go on.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I think this is going to be another 3 out of 5 for right now.
Oh, 3 out of 5 right now.
But I love Susie.
So what? The cat in the chat is saying she loves Susie. Kathy is saying in the chat she loves Susie. Yeah. Susie's always good in her movies.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking we got the team behind One Perfect Match on this one. We got the same writer and the same director. So I think this is going to be a good one because One Perfect Match was good.
I haven't watched that one yet, but it's recorded.
Oh, you haven't watched that one yet?
No, I'm so behind.
Oh, that's one of the best of the years, let me tell you. So I'm thinking this one's going to be good. I'm looking forward to this one. I'm giving this one 5 cups of hot cocoa for me. And I'm putting one marshmallow in one of the cups for the snow that we see in this picture. Because I love the snow scene here. And I'm also putting another marshmallow in another cup for this red coat that Susie is wearing in this picture. She looks fantastic in this. So I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, same.
Ansley always writes a good movie.
She does, yeah.
Yeah, actually, you and I recapped the Abigail Mysteries.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Yeah, earlier. Yeah. Yeah, so I think this one's going to be good.
Yeah.
Okay, you're up. You're up for this
one. All right. Let's see, The 12 Games of Christmas. It premieres on Sunday, December 17th. It stars Johnny Ramey and Felicia Cooper. In 12 Games of Christmas, a group of old friends and neighbors are transported into a Christmas-themed board game during a Christmas party.
That sounds like a fun one.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah, and I said this on my review or preview episode with Cricket and Tracy. For The Great American Christmas, and it reminds me just a little bit of last year's movie I'll Be Home for Christmas, where they get trapped in the store.
Oh yeah they get trapped in a store.
And
Alicia Witt did a movie for, I think it was for ABC Family years ago. It was a Christmas movie. And ABC Family, by the way, Bill Abbott used to run that network.
Oh,
too.
I didn't know that.
But anyway, she did a Christmas movie for that network where she was trapped in a snow globe.
Oh, I remember that movie. Yeah.
I can't remember the name. I can't remember the name of the movie, but yeah.
I don't remember.
So yeah, so movies are always fun when people are when there's like Christmas magic going on and people are trapped somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Oh, what's Kat saying here? This sounds so unique and fun. My son is really looking forward to it. So am I. Really hope it's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Kat is also saying that she loves an ensemble cast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now this cast, the thing of this cast, I don't know the people in this cast. I have no idea who any of them are. And I couldn't find any information on who the writer or the director was for this one. So I don't know who wrote and directed this one. So we don't have a lot to go on. All we have to go on is, it sounds like it's going to be fun. We got people transported into a board game.
I wonder what kind of board game it's going to be.
Well, it's we know it's a Christmas theme board game.
Christmas-y
board game. Know it's about Christmas, but I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I think this sounds like a fun premise to me.
Yeah.
How many cups of cocoa are you giving?
I'll give it 3 as of right now, just because I don't know a lot about the cast.
Yeah, same with me. Yeah. I'm right there with you. Don't know the cast, don't know the filmmakers. So yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm gonna go 3.5 cups because I like the premise.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, this last one's interesting. We got to talk about this last one.
This last one
is called, titled A Royal Christmas Holiday. Yeah. Premieres Saturday, December 23rd. Stars Brittany Underwood and Jonathan Stoddard. And the supporting cast has William Baldwin in it, who was also in A Royal Christmas on Ice, last year's royal movie, or one of last year's royal movies.
Was that?
Go ahead.
Was that Jonathan's movie last year too?
Was he in that one? I can't remember.
I think he was.
I don't know.
I think he was.
I don't know. But this one is written and directed by the person who wrote and directed A Royal Christmas on Ice, Fred Olen Ray.
Yes.
The synopsis says, in search of her big break, a reporter arranges a Christmas interview with a European prince visiting the States. Will the reporter's big story become her love story? So we have a reporter interviewing a prince. And I got to say, so this is the fun thing about this movie. I actually auditioned for a role in this movie.
Nuh-uh. Yes. You did not.
Yes, I did. I did. Yes, I did. I applied to a casting call, and the casting director reached out to me and had me audition. I auditioned for the role of James, who is the museum curator.
Wow.
But I was so bummed that I didn't get cast in it. I was so bummed. This one really hurt. Out of all the auditions I've done, this one really hurt because I knew it was a Christmas movie. I knew it was going to be on cable TV. And I was like, oh man, I really wanted that part.
Wouldn't that have been something? That would have been awesome. I'd be like, hey, there's my friend Chad.
I know. That would have been. That would have been fun.
I'm like, hey, yeah, I know him. I know him.
Now, what is Kat saying? Oh, it looks. Wait a minute. What is she saying? I got to say in the chat here.
It almost looks like the same.
Kat is saying it almost looks like the same royal uniform. Oh, from the skating movie.
Yeah.
Oh, Amanda's saying, how funny, Chad. I wish you would have gotten the part. I know, that would have been fun.
Yeah. Now that def would have earned 5 Cocos.
5. Kat is saying that would have been awesome to see you in it. Too bad. Yeah, I know. Oh, who said that? Oh, Kathy said that. Now that would have definitely earned 5 Cocos. Yeah, that would have been fun to have been in this movie.
Yeah.
All right, so what are your thoughts on this one?
I'll give it 3 out of 5.
You're going to give it 3? I'm right there with you. I'm giving it 3 cups, too. I'm giving it 3, mainly because I'm not a big fan of these royal movies. You know, some are good and some are like, yeah, boy.
Yeah.
And I don't know much about Jonathan.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think he was in that skating movie. I don't think that was
him. Let me look it up.
You can look it up. You can look it up. I don't think that was him, though.
Let me look it up.
And, you know, I'm holding a grudge because I wasn't cast in it. So that's why I'm only
I understand. I understand. Let's see.
Well, I'm sure it'll be good, though.
Let's see. I'm looking it up right now. Yes. Jonathan Stoddard and Anne-Marie Dobbin.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah.
That was him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right, so we do know him.
Yeah, let's see.
He was in that skating movie?
Yep. Right here.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Oh, okay. That was him. Okay. Yeah. So we know him.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's funny. This director cast him in another royal movie.
Yep. Chad, 0 Cocos. Not a fan because you didn't get the part.
Kathy, that's funny. 0 Cocos.
I cannot.
Not a fan because you didn't get the part. Yeah, so that wraps them up. Yeah. That's all 10, right?
I agree.
Oh, wait, what's Amanda saying here?
I agree.
What's Amanda saying? Wait a minute. The royal theme is just too overdone. Yeah, I know. They were fun when they first started, but then I'm kind of got sick of them after a while.
Yeah.
It's not that they're not good. Looking forward to Danica's. Yeah, I think Danica's will be better than this one. I think Danica's will be good.
Yeah.
But the themes are so common. Yeah, yeah.
That it's is like true. They have a Very, royal we, movie every yeah. year.
Yeah, we agree with you, Amanda. Oh, they've got two. Well, they have two.
Yeah. They have at least one every year.
Yeah. And then the other networks have several. Mm-hmm. Yeah, every year.
Yeah.
So, let me get rid of that. Whoops. That was a blank space there. So this weekend, to talk about the movies that are premiering this weekend, on Saturday, we mentioned earlier, A Dash of Love with Christopher Russell and Laura Osnes.
A Dash of Christmas.
I think that'll be a good one. What's that?
A Dash of Christmas. You said a dash.
Oh, did I leave out the word Christmas?
You said
Did I say a dash of love? Yeah. Oh, sorry. A Dash of Christmas. Sorry.
It's okay. There is There is a Hallmark movie. I think it's called A Dash of Love.
Yeah, I think there is. I think there is. Yeah, there is.
With Brendan Penny.
So, yeah. So we're looking forward to that one. And on Sunday, Our Christmas Wedding with Holly DeVoe and Drew Seeley, which is the sequel to Our Boss's Wedding.
Yep. I still haven't seen either or the first one of that.
What's that?
I still haven't.
Oh, you didn't see My Boss's
Not
Wedding?
Yet.
That was a fun movie.
Not yet.
Oh, that was cute. Drew Seeley was funny in that.
I love Drew Seeley.
One.
Yeah, he's great. I know him from. Okay. My.
What?
Early 2000s kid nostalgia is coming out here, but he was the singing voice of Troy Bolton in the first High School Musical movie.
Yes, he was.
And yeah, I saw him on the High School Musical concert tour because he sang
the Zac Efron part.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And he was on the tour because Zach at the time couldn't go on the tour because he was filming Hairspray. And I was so mad it was not Zach. I was like, are you kidding me?
So you saw Drew.
Yeah, I love Drew. But I was like, at the time when we got to the concert and they all come out on stage for the first time and it's Drew Seeley, I was like, are you kidding me?
You were bummed. You were
it's
bummed.
Not Zach Efron that's here.
You demanded your money back.
No. I enjoyed the show. It was a good concert. But at the time,
I think Drew and Holly, they were good in the first movie, so they'll be good in this one.
I think so, too.
So that'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Nicole,
thank
you so much for being here and doing this.
Of course. Thank you again for inviting me. I always have a great time chatting with you.
Yeah. Now you said your social media handles earlier when we started, but go ahead and repeat them. Same again so people can find
you. All right. So my podcast, you can find it on YouTube at Swing My Heart Podcast, on Instagram, Swing My Heart Podcast, and on Twitter or X. I don't call it X, but Twitter. Swing My Heart Pod, and that is swing like a porch swing.
Swing like a porch swing.
Yes.
You got it. And Kathy is saying, Nicole, you are adorable.
Oh, thank you.
She is adorable. You're right. I agree, Kathy.
Oh, thank you.
And my socials, you can find me at GAC TV Podcast and at Chad Maurice. And until next time, enjoy the Christmas movies. And until we chat again.
Bye, y'all.
You keep the faith. Keep smiling. Keep your friends close and keep your great American family closer. Thanks for being here, everyone.
Thank you, y'all. Bye. Merry Christmas.
Oh, and Jay says you are getting another follower.
Oh,
Nicole.
Yay. You thank you for the support, Jay.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, Nicole.